Good evening, everyone. It's Portia, also known as Revlon from your Nurse Connection. Haven't done one of these in a while, so I just wanted to drop a small little podcast for you all. I've noticed within the past 3 or 4 days, my blood pressure has been extremely high. For those of you who don't know, who've just started following me, I was diagnosed with hypertension at 23. I'm 30 now, so I've had hypertension for 7 years, and it's been a struggle for me. I've had my medication changed several times. I've been dealing with the migraines and the blurred vision, and it's just been a real struggle for me for the past 7 years. But the past year or so, I've been able to control it a little bit better. But last night, when I checked it, it was extremely high. Tonight, it was 168 over 102. To all my nurses out there, you know that is extremely high. So I was thinking, what have I been doing that I haven't normally done that can cause my blood pressure to be so high? And what I thought about is that I haven't been eating well. I am on the go. I'm a mom to a 9-year-old boy who's involved in sports, and he's on the robotics team. He takes piano, so he keeps us busy. I also have your Nurse Connection things going on. I have a regular job. I have things going on with that. So usually I just eat on the go. I go to Burger King, I go to McDonald's, I'll go through a convenience store, and I'm not eating healthy. So I want to give you guys 6 tips for people who are like me, who are on the go, who can eat healthy. First one is to eat small, frequent meals. It's just easier to eat 6 or 7 meals throughout the day than trying to prepare 3 large meals. If you're like me, you don't have time to prepare 3 large meals. It's just easier to eat those small, frequent meals, and it'll keep you energized, it'll keep you from bottoming out, it'll keep you on the go. Number two, protein. Protein is a must-have. You have to have protein in your diet. Not only does it help stabilize your blood sugar, it gives you energy, it'll keep you from getting tired, it'll keep you feeling like your blood sugar has dropped. Protein, almonds or nuts, eggs are great sources of protein. Number three, pack your snacks or pack meals. If you pack them, if you're like me, you're on the road, you have a cooler, you put everything in there, you can just eat on the go. And you need to pack things like almonds, raw veggies, yogurt, berries, fruit, hard-boiled eggs, things like that. Number four, avoid quick feel-good food items. And these items are sodas, candy, things like that. You go a bag of chips, you go on something that you can just go into the convenience store and grab, because what it does, it gets you on that sugar high, but then when that high comes down, you're feeling tired, you're getting dizzy, you're getting the headaches, you're feeling, sick to your stomach. And number six, drink lots of water. Stay hydrated, hydrated, hydrated. Drink lots of water and stay hydrated. So that's all I want to do. I want to give you guys 6 quick little tips that you can do if you're like me and you're always on the go and you need to eat healthy. This is what you can do. Have a great night.